A change is coming to the cable TV landscape. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. Results from Friday SmackDown, 205 Live, and New Japan Strong are straight ahead in this update. But first, a shift in the cable TV landscape is coming, and WWE may find itself right in the middle of it. The Wall Street Journal reporting that NBC Sports Network will shut down before the end of the year. Much of NBCSN's existing programming, which includes NHL games and NASCAR races, would reportedly move over to the USA Network. It's not clear right now how or if WWE's programs on USA would be affected by all this. We should also mention the NHL's current TV deal with NBC Sports ends after the current season, which is already underway. Well, this could be a clue to the number of fans who will be able to attend WrestleMania. The NFL says it will have around 22,000 fans in attendance at next month's Super Bowl. That includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who are being invited to the big game at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. That, of course, the same venue that is going to host WrestleMania on April 10th and 11th.
WWE.
An actual intergender match on WWE TV last night. Sasha Banks got her hands on Carmella's sommelier Reginald on Friday night's SmackDown. Now, Reginald showed off some great athleticism before Sasha caught up with him and forced him to submit to the Banks statement. It now appears Banks and Carmella are set for a SmackDown women's title match sometime in the near future. Charlotte Flair and Asuka crossed over from Raw to pick up a win over Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott. Sami Zayn handcuffed himself to one of the ringside barricades for the first half of the show last night. He finally freed himself to ruin the Intercontinental title match between Big E and Apollo Crews. A match between Adam Pearce and Paul Heyman was teased for last night's main event. It never happened. This week it was Heyman's turn to suffer a suspicious injury. Roman Reigns subbed in and beat up Pierce for a bit, but Kevin Owens showed up and battered Reigns, punctuating the beatdown with a pop-up powerbomb through the announce table. Also, King Corbin beat Dominic Mysterio. It was Dominic's first match since last November. We have seven new names announced for the Royal Rumble matches themselves: Big E, Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, and Tamina. Two matches from the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic tournaments on last night's 205 Live, but no real surprises. Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher beat Tony Nese and Aria Davari, and Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell cruised past new NXT signees Gigi Dolin and Cora Jade.
AEW.
An interesting new match added to Wednesday's AEW Dynamite. Dolph Ziggler's brother, Ryan Nemeth, will make his AEW debut against Hangman Page. New Japan is holding a major show on its Road to the New Beginning tour this morning. The IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships are on the line in the main event.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Last night, an upset in the main event on New Japan Strong. Ren Narita submitted Ring of Honor's Bateman.
Ring of Honor.
Speaking of Ring of Honor, Brian Johnson will get the next shot at Dragon Lee's ROH TV Championship. Johnson won a poll on the ROH The Experience Facebook page, and that's where the match is going to be shown on a date to be determined. ROH Dojo student Joe Keys will get his shot at Jonathan Gresham's Pure title on next weekend's ROH TV. MLW made it official Friday. Savio Vega will return to MLW on Wednesday's Fusion in a Caribbean strap match for the Caribbean Heavyweight Championship currently held by Richard Holiday. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, January 23rd. Our next update comes your way Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend, and in the meantime, why don't you take a second, rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.